goldenrod and the 4-H stone. The things I brought you when I found out you had cancer off the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, and he drove his car into the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, through the window shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. Stairs when your father found out what we did that night, and he told me you were scared. All the glory when you ran outside with your shirt tucked in and your shoes untied, and you told me not to follow you. Sunday night, when I clean the house, I find the card where you wrote it out, with the pictures of your mother. On the floor, at the Great Divide, with my shirt tucked in and my shoes untied, I am crying in the bathroom. Runs in with her head hung low, and the cardinal hits the window. In the morning, in the winter shade, on the 1st of March, on the holiday, I thought I saw you breathing. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications when I see his face in the morning in the window. All the glory when he took our place, but he took my shoulders and he shook my face, and he takes and he takes and he takes. Thank you.
slow dancing at low tide, low tide, drawn to move by the moon, by the moon. And I see the sea next to yours is unoccupied, and I was wondering if you'd let me come and sit by your side. And I got plenty of affection. I'd be glad to show you sometime.
Thank you. This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
your love, I lift my shirt up, stand up straight at the foot of your love, I lift my shirt up. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am. I'm on a I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am. Yeah, I'm on a blood bus.
Dan?
Mom?
Dad?
If you store your guns properly, so not just anyone can get to them.
I'll feel safer when I'm playing outside.
Safer when walking home.
Safer when my friends come over.
As your neighbor, I'll feel safer.
As a school teacher, I'll feel safer.
We'll all feel safer.
Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Nothing is better. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Little pieces.
se você não me queria, não devia me procurar, não devia me iludir, nem deixar eu me apaixonar. Se você não me queria, não devia me procurar, não devia me iludir, nem deixar eu me apaixonar.
Thank you. This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Leaden, slate-gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.